Okay, let's dive right in. We're back exploring the world of Good Things, Guy.
We are indeed. And this marks, believe it or not, our 32nd deep dive looking at their sources.
32 times we've looked into this constant stream of positivity. And it's worth reminding you, Good Things, Guy is South Africa's top spot for good news.
Absolutely, reaching millions, not just in SA, but globally too. And the output is just huge.
Yeah, the sources you shared highlight that they publish over 100 articles every single week.
It's quite something. It shows there's plenty of good out there if you, well, if you look for it.
So for this particular deep dive, what's our mission with the sources you've brought?
We're zeroing in on the top five most read stories from Good Things Guy just this past week.
Right, so it's like a snapshot. What really grabbed people's attention? What resonated?
Exactly. These are the stories of kindness, resilience, maybe some unexpected moments that really connected with you and other readers. Gives us a feel for the good that mattered most this time.
Okay, let's unpack the first one. It's quite a poignant one. Honoring a legend.
Yes, the passing of Darren Scott, the veteran radio presenter, on May 27th, he'd been battling stage four melanoma, a really courageous fight.
Such a familiar voice for so many, I mean, over 40 years on air, right?
That's right. Capital Radio 604, Radio Bop, 5FM, East Coast, Jacaranda, HOT 102.7 FM, just an immense legacy.
And inducted into the Radio Awards Hall of Fame last year. So deserved.
Completely. And what really stands out in the material, I think, is the sheer scale of the support during his
You
illness.
mean the Back a Buddy campaign his ex-wife, Sarah Kate Exceta, started?
Yes, that one. It was incredible. Raised over $130,000 in just like 48 hours.
Wow.
And it kept growing. The sources say it eventually topped R500,000 towards a goal of R960,000, but still half a million rand.
That's amazing public generosity. And wasn't there more? A concert.
A big benefit concert.
Yeah.
No legend fights alone. Loads of top artists and comedians, Ard Matthews, Jesse Clegg, Kurt Darren, just ginger.
Wow. And his station, HOT 102.7 FM, stepped up too.
They did, covering treatments, his salary, real institutional support alongside the public stuff.
Sarah Kate's quote about it being Ubuntu that the USA will never know. That really hits home, doesn't it?
It really does. You feel how much that sense of community meant, not just to Darren, but to his sons as well.
It shows how someone who connects genuinely can become, well, part of the national fabric almost.
It felt less like fans and a celebrity and more like a community looking after one of their own, a powerful display of care.
Okay, shifting gears now from something deeply human to something, well, unexpectedly wild.
Ah, Gordy. The traveling elephant seal, you must have seen the clip.
Oh, yeah, they were everywhere. May 27th, just strolling through Gordon's Bay and resting on car bonnets, police cars.
And the SPCA van, classic, pure viral moment. But behind the funny pictures, the sources show this really impressive, quick rescue effort.
Right, it wasn't just one group. SPCA, marine biologists, SAPS, traffic, shark spotters, two oceans aquarium.
What a whole team effort. They managed to sedate him, move him to Coggle Bay, tagged him too. Job done, you'd think.
But Gordy had other plans.
Apparently, 2 days later, May 29th, he pops up again.
Where this time?
Simonstown Naval Base, of all places.
Okay, still near the coast, though. And safe, hopefully.
Yeah, the update said he was in a safe spot, away from roads, just, hauling out, which is what seals do.
So maybe not lost, just resting inconveniently.
Pretty much. It's normal behavior, just maybe not usually in the middle of suburbia. It really highlights that interface, doesn't it, between our spaces and theirs.
And the logistics needed when wildlife decides to visit. Quite the operation.
Okay, next up, a story that's maybe more relatable for many of us. Everyday kindness.
Ah, yes, the grandmother, Gail Irwe, flat tire on the highway, that's stressful.
Especially with her 6-year-old grandson in the car. You can just imagine the relief getting to that petrol station in Meadowdale.
And that's where Nelson Radabane comes in, the petrol attendant.
Exactly. He just stepped right up. Gail called him her knight in green and blue armor.
Love that description. And he changed the tire quickly.
Yep, saved her time, hassle, probably money for a call out too. Just got it
Yeah.
done.
Gail said he was an asset to his company and the community.
And isn't that just it? A small act, someone just doing their job, but with real care and initiative. It can completely change someone's day.
It's a great reminder, isn't it, that significant help can pop up in the most ordinary places.
Just because someone chose to be kind in that moment. Powerful stuff.
Right. Let's move to another really inspiring individual story, Brittany McCormick.
Brittany's journey is quite incredible. The sources mention she was born premature, diagnosed with cerebral palsy,
But raised with a focus on independence by her parents.
which seems crucial. Then this moment in 2022, her wheelchair breaks.
And instead of despair, she sets this huge goal.
A really huge goal. To walk 100 kilometers to raise money for wheelchairs for other kids.
But she didn't just walk 100 kilometers, did she?
No. She actually walked 200 kilometers. Doubled it. Gained national attention, understandably.
Wow. And that experience sort of sparked something else.
It seems so. It fueled her dream to become a motivational speaker. She learned how to share her story, not just tell it, but share it with real purpose.
And she's been speaking quite a bit.
Yeah, the sources list quite a few places. Corporate events, churches, features in magazines, on radio, podcasts. She's really getting her message out there.
And what is that core message?
It's about turning challenges, even the really hard ones, into foundations. Finding hope, purpose, faith through the struggle, not just despite it.
It's that idea of agency, isn't it? Using the obstacle itself as the building block.
Precisely. Not pretending the challenges aren't there, but transforming them into something powerful. Very inspiring.
Okay, our final story for this dive. Another one about resilience, facing change head on. Sean Gammy on the go, Clark.
Sean's amazing. Known for these huge endurance challenges, comrades, cycling Joburg to Cape Town, the Otter Trail.
And he does all this while living with paralysis in his left leg.
That's right. He calls it Gammy. It's been like that since a childhood injury. He often runs for charity, raises disability awareness.
Just incredible feats. But there's some significant news about him now.
Yes. He's facing a below-knee amputation of that leg, Gammy, in September due to ongoing pain.
That sounds incredibly difficult. A major life change.
It is. But what's truly remarkable, and you see this in the sources, is his attitude towards it.
How so?
He's actually facing it with hope. Even excitement for a new chapter. He acknowledges it'll be tough, of course, but the dominant feeling seems positive.
There's that quote from him about his leg.
Yeah, really poignant. Gammy's tired, he's sore, and I'm very proud of what he's achieved throughout his life.
Wow, that's quite something. Acceptance and pride, looking forward.
It completely challenges how we might expect someone to react. It's not about giving up. It's honoring the past and embracing the future possibilities. Real forward-looking resilience.
So when you look at these five stories together, Darren Scott and the community, Gordy's unexpected visit, Nelson's simple kindness, Brittany turning struggle into purpose, Sean facing amputation with hope.
You see these threads, don't you? Community rallying, both for people and, well, seals.
Huh, yeah. And individuals finding incredible strength, not just overcoming challenges, but transforming them.
And the sheer power of a single human act of connection, like Nelson at the petrol pump.
So, based on these stories being the most read this week, what does that tell you? Where does the good stuff show up?
Oh, it shows up in big national moments of shared grief and support. It shows up in weird, wonderful encounters with nature.
Uh-huh.
It shows up in quiet, everyday acts of service. And maybe most powerfully, it shows up inside people who are actively choosing hope and purpose despite their circumstances.
It's a real mix. Big names, everyday heroes, even animal adventures. Mm. It really drives home that point from Good Things Guy, doesn't it? There's always good happening.
Always, even amidst all the world's problems.
Which leads to a final thought for you, listening.
If you started consciously looking for them, how many more of these good things might you notice unfolding around you every single day?